Okay, our friends. So today, assuming that you are in the snow, let's have a snow story. It's called The Snow Child. It is retold by Freya Littledale and illustrated by Leon Steinmetz. And it is a Russian tale, a very old tale. And it has been told many, many times. And so I'm very excited to read you this version of it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Chicago.
Chicago, you were, oh, I like it when you're Chicago. Not Chicago, but Chicago. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Once upon a time, in a faraway village, there lived an old man and his wife. They loved one another dearly, but they were unhappy because they had no children. One cold winter day, when the first snow lay deep on the ground, the old couple stood at the window. The children of the village were playing outside. They were building a snowman as big as a giant. When the snowman was finished and the children were gone, the old man turned to his wife.
"Why don't we go outside and build a snow child?"
he said. "Why not?" said his wife. "We can make a little girl." And so they went out to the garden and set to work. That's kind of a fun thing to do, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Slowly and carefully, they shaped the snow. They made a little body with dainty hands and feet. Do you know what dainty means? Mm-hmm. They're small and delicate. Mm-hmm. Mm. They rolled a ball of snow and shaped the head. And then they carved the mouth and eyes with a tiny twig. The snow child was as perfect as she could be. Her dress was trimmed with icicles, and her hair was made of willow branches covered with frost. They've put some serious work into this.
"The snow child is so beautiful," said the old man.
"How I wish she were real," sighed his wife, and she bent down and kissed the child's lips.
No sooner had she done this than the snow child came to life. Her lips turned pink and warm breath came from her mouth, and she looked at the old couple with the eyes of a real child. First she moved her head, then her arms, and then her legs.
"Look!" cried the old man. "She's alive!"
The snow child smiled, and then she spoke.
"I am a child of the snow. I come to you as the cold winds blow."
"Her wish has come true," said the old woman.
"Yes,"
said her husband.
"At last, we have a little girl of our own."
And he took the snow child in his arms and carried her into the cottage. The old couple had never been so happy. The old man told stories, the old woman sang songs, and the snow child danced around the room. That night, the old woman made up a little bed with a warm woolen blanket.
"Come," she said. "It is time to go to sleep."
But the snow child shook her head.
"I cannot sleep here," she said. "I must always sleep outside."
"You will be too cold," said the old woman.
"Oh, no,"
the snow child laughed.
"I can never be too cold."
And she ran out into the garden. Every night, she slept there, on a bed of snow. And every night the old couple looked out the window to make sure their little girl was safe. The moon and stars shone down upon her, and they could see that she smiled as she slept. All was well. Can you imagine sleeping in a bed of snow? All winter long, the snow child played with the village children.
She showed them how to make many things out of snow, horses, a carriage, and a beautiful palace. At last, spring came, and the sun warmed the land. Birds returned from far-off places, and buds opened in the garden. The children of the village were glad, and they danced and they sang in the sunlight, and they called to the snow child,
"Come, come and play with us."
But the snow child would not go. She hid from the sun and sat in the shade of a willow tree or in the dark corner of the cottage.
"What is wrong?"
asked the old woman.
"Are you ill?"
asked the old man.
"Nothing is wrong,"
she answered.
"I am fine."
Yet the snow child grew sadder and sadder as the days grew warmer, and her lips lost their color, and she seemed thin and weak. And then one morning, when the last of the snow had melted, she came to the old couple and kissed them both.
"I must leave you now,"
she said.
"Why?"
they cried.
"I am a child of the snow. I must go where it is cold."
"No, no," they cried. "You cannot go."
And they held her close, but a few drops of snow fell to the floor. Quickly, she slipped from their arms and ran out the door.
"Come back,"
they called.
"Come back to us."
But the snow child was gone, and the old couple wept. They thought they would never see her again. All summer long, children played, and birds sang, and the flowers bloomed around the cottage, but the old man and his wife could think only of their little girl. Now, before you get too sad, may I say something?
I'm not sad, but
You're not sad?
No.
No?
Because do you know what I know?
What?
Next winter she'll come back.
You think so? Like Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Then the following winter, when the first snow fell, the old couple looked out of the window, and there, in the garden, stood the snow child. They rushed outside and kissed her, and the snow child smiled. And then she spoke,
"I am a child of the snow. I come back to you as the cold wind blows. As the cold winds blow."
The snow child stayed with the old man and his wife all through the winter, and then when spring came, she left once more. But the old man and his wife were no longer sad. They knew that the snow child would return to them every winter, forever after. And that is quite a thing, because in Russia, where this story came from, their winters last for a very long time. So they would have a very good long time with that little girl. And that is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Yeah, because the little girl is just like the season of winter. She would go away until next winter. And that's just the way it was. It's a pretty good fairy tale, don't you think? And it is the... Say it with me.
The end.
The end.